This is Season 5 of the Convert Central's podcast, where we take you on a journey to explore the beauties of Islam so that we can find Islam in our everyday lives. Catch Tajrian and I in our latest release every Friday and join us for our events at Convert Central on Instagram. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Convert Central. Alhamdulillah, if you hear us sounding different today, that's because we are in a physical studio. Yay!
Yay!
Alright, and I think together with that, we probably have a more relaxed kind of hosting format today, since we are face-to-face. And we have Brother Hidayat, who's helping us with the audio editing. He's present as well in the studio. So just start by talking about the series, Sowing the Seeds. And maybe Taj, you can start, because since this is your podcast episode that, you're planning. So what is the series about, and what have you done so far in the previous episode?
I think something I read today is it summed up what we're trying to do here in this series, Sowing the Seeds, very nicely, and that is the real test of a successful Ramadan is not just in fasting every day, giving charity and reading the Quran. The real test of success is who you are the week after Ramadan is finished. And I think it says a lot about what we're trying to do here is that it's not just building habits and a mindset for the month of Ramadan, even though that is extremely important, but things that we can start now such that we can do it to the best of our ability during Ramadan and afterwards. And in line with that, I think we want to touch on something that's coming up very soon, Nishfu Shaban, on the 15th of Shaban. And I will leave it to Kevin to speak a bit more about that.
Right. And definitely, as we were researching this podcast series, came with the direction that, you know, what makes a successful Ramadan, right? And most of the time, comes to mind is fasting and Tarawih and a lot of the things that we can do in terms of quantity, right? The more rak'ats, the more Quran. But we were trying to think this and from the ground up and realize that successful Ramadan, any of the deeds that we do, they are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And our teachers always say, it doesn't matter, don't belittle the deeds that you do, right? There are a few things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden in this world, right? He has hidden His pleasure in good deeds. This is one of them. So the beauty of that is that we don't know which of our good deeds will be the one that will enter us to His pleasure and to His Jannah, right? So don't belittle good deeds. That's number one. And at the same time also, that means in the month of Ramadan, let's focus on getting our deeds accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the previous episode, we talked about Quran, right? And one of the marks of acceptance is that if you're able to recite Quran for the rest of your life, starting from this Ramadan onwards, right? Then it's a sign of acceptance, right? So yeah, tracking back before that, today we're going to talk a little bit about Tarawih in Ramadan. But before we hit Ramadan, there's the month of Shaban. And right now, as we are recording, we're in the month of Shaban. It's still the first week. By the time this podcast comes out, it will probably be the end of the second week of Shaban. And that would probably mean Nishfu Shaban would have ended when the podcast comes out. So we're going to touch a little bit only on Nishfu Shaban for those of you guys who don't have awareness of the date, the very blessed night of Nishfu Shaban. And so subsequently, maybe next year, we can practice upon some of the righteous acts that we can perform on the night of Nishfu Shaban. So why then do we choose to focus on Nishfu Shaban is because actually like it was not on the podcast content today, and it was kind of like a last minute edition, but we realized that we were reminded again of the narration of Prophet ﷺ. He said that Shaban is a month that is mostly neglected by people in between the months of Rajab and Ramadan, right? And as also another narration that says Rajab is the month of Istighfar, right? Shaban is my month, month of Salawat, and then subsequently Ramadan is the month of my Ummah, right? So anything that is related to the Prophet ﷺ, anything that is precious to him, right, we would want to be it to be precious to us as well, right? And definitely there are some notable events that have happened in the month of Shaban, and maybe Taj, you can share one or two of them, inshallah.
Inshallah. I think even if you're listening to this after the 15th of Nishfu Shaban, it's okay because there are, inshallah, still a few more days left until Ramadan begins, still a few more days of this blessed month of Shaban, and let's try and make the most of it because based on a hadith, on the virtues of the month of Shaban is that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Verily Allah gazes at His creation on the middle of Shaban and forgives all His creations except for those who attribute partners to Allah and those who have like rancor in their hearts," or in other words, you have these feelings of, how do you say rancor? How would you describe rancor?
Okay, so number one, you have enmity against someone. Or number two, you have ill feelings.
Yeah, so it just means that it's such a virtuous month where your deeds are also presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a very important thing of this month. And there's another hadith by the Prophet which says that, "I would like my deeds to be presented while I'm fasting." And it says a lot about the importance of this month, even if it's not the 15th, every single day is a day for you to ask Allah to accept your deeds, to be of those people who are prepared for Ramadan and are doing their best to strive in their ibadah, not just in Ramadan, but also before. And it's because of the month of the Prophet ﷺ, it is also a reminder for us to emulate his ways, emulate what he has taught us. And in preparation for Ramadan, and in acknowledgement of the virtues of this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already revealed to us. Yes, what else? What was revealed during Sha'ban?
I think one of the major revelations in the month of Sha'ban, if you can recall, was the verse to command us to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ. And of course, that is recited every Friday in our Friday prayers. Inna Allahumma ala ikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Right, that verse. And that verse is something very special because that is the first time that it was established in our Islamic practices for us Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enjoining the same act of salawat that we do with him and the angels, right, in that verse. And of course, not to confuse it in a way that he does it exactly the same way that we do. That is not possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to think of it that way. But the reason why salawat is so special is because exactly this, like the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Habibullah, the one who Allah loves, right, is so special that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And thereafter, like, there was a story where the companions are like, okay, oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know how to send mercy upon you because you have taught us in the prayers, right? But how then do we send blessings and salutations upon you? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, send it this way, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. So in the month of Sha'ban, do this a lot, send a lot of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we know, last time in our podcast, last year, when it came to Muharram, right? We also talked about a lot of the virtues of sending salawat. And one of them is that where every salawat that you send, you are increased in rank 10 times. And you are forgiven, 10 of your sins are forgiven, right? And even a bigger virtue is that the Prophet has an angel that is dedicated to him, in which he would receive the salams on the people, and then he will return the salam to them as well. So don't we want that in the month of Sha'ban for us, right? And at the same time as well, if you think about it, as Sister Tajuan said, that in the month of Sha'ban, it's also the time for us to, for our deeds to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this is also the time where the companions would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would say, it is as if in this month, he will never stop fasting. And in other times, in other months, they would say, it was as if he didn't fast so much that we never thought he was going to fast again, right? And this is just a testament to the virtue of fasting in the month of Sha'ban, right? We say one of the reasons why is also because we say we sow the seeds in Rajab, we irrigate the plants in Sha'ban, and we reap the harvest in Ramadan, right? So you have then sowed the seeds in Rajab, then what are you going to do in Sha'ban? Fast so that you can prepare for Ramadan, right? And that goes to show the kind of importance that is given to the mind itself. Our teachers also say, how do you find the people who are sincere? How do you find the people who love Allah the most? How do you find them? You find them in the places that are neglected. So if people are neglecting Sha'ban, then you do more in Sha'ban. If people are neglecting a particular act of worship, is fasting is difficult for them, look for the people who fast. Because these are the people who are the most sincere. So if you want to be sincere, if you want to be counted as the one who is sincere, then fast in Sha'ban. Then perform more good deeds in Sha'ban. Because Prophet Islam said, it is neglected, right? So that might be one of the motivations why we want to start doing more in the month of Sha'ban itself. But Nisfu Sha'ban is a very important night. It's the second most blessed night after Lailatul Qadr, which happens in Ramadan itself. So imagine it's like Rajab and Sha'ban is like a training ground for Ramadan. Literally, as Ramadan has Lailatul Qadr, Sha'ban has Nisfu Sha'ban, right? For us to literally practice how we can attain Lailatul Qadr. Yeah. The difference between Nisfu Sha'ban and Lailatul Qadr is that Nisfu Sha'ban is known in the middle of the month of Sha'ban. Lailatul Qadr is not known in Ramadan, and that means you have to find where Lailatul Qadr is. The wisdom of it is that you have to try again and again and again, right? They want you to continuously try in the month of Ramadan. Then how do you train for that is that you practice one night in Sha'ban, understand your routine so that you can do it more times in Ramadan. If you're going to practice and do it in Ramadan itself, it's going to be difficult for you. So why not try that, you know? Yeah.
I think that's so nice that this month of Sha'ban and the practice of reciting salawat on our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is like the least we can do, you know? I always think of salawat as my Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He has given us so much. He has given us this ummah, this very, very blessed ummah that is favored by Allah so much. He has given us all these ways of practicing Islam in a way that is meant as an ease for us, as a mercy for us, that brings so much barakah into our lives, alhamdulillah. And reciting salawat for me is the way that I show, like I say, thank you, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for giving us Islam, for making us Muslims today, for making us part of your blessed Ummah, alhamdulillah. And yeah, so if you want to catch more about Salawat, we also have a Prophet of Mercy series where yep. my first venture into podcasting. So do check that out for more of the virtues of reciting Salawat.
That was the start of a podcasting career.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, and I think I think it's so interesting that Brother Kevin pointed out that parallel between staying up in prayer on the 15th of Shaban, Nisfu Shaban, and the Laylatul Qadr, the 10 nights. Another important thing that happened on the 15th of Shaban is that the Qibla was changed from Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Qibla we currently face today. And I found that very interesting. Like, I only learned that when I was researching for this episode. And I think it's very cool because the changing of the Qibla was in a lot of ways, I think a lot of scholars have said it was like a test for the Muslims at that time of how you can uphold Allah's commandments of, if Allah says change this Qibla in a divinely revealed, like in the Quran itself, are you going to follow it or are you going to follow what has been done previously? And so are you going to trust yourself essentially or are you going to trust Allah? And I think that says a lot about the significance of this night. Maybe for us, what we can take away from that is that if Allah has said this month is blessed, is blessed. If our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said the month is blessed, is blessed. And we strive, inshallah, to do whatever we can to emulate the ways of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the things that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has commanded us to do, which is including salawat, which I think is, I have heard a narration, I'm not sure where exactly it's from, but that the companions were so happy when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala allowed them, revealed this verse of reciting salawat on the Prophet, because they said, this is like one of their favorite acts of ibadah to do. This is the least they can do for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let's strive to, inshallah, be there in this month of Shaban.
Mm-hmm. And then the question arises, like, what can we do in Nisfu Shaban and in Shaban in general? We've mentioned Salawat. We've mentioned Quran in the previous mm-hmm. episode also. So, you know, in Nisfu Shaban itself, we are in the Singaporean context, you know, a lot of masjids do practice reciting Surah Yasin 3 times and then reciting a dua in between. For you know, for you guys who might be new to this practice, this is a practice that is recommended by the scholars. I think there is a purpose for each recitation of the Yasin. I think I can find it here. The first recitation, Surah Yasin, is the recitation with the intention to ask for a long life, okay, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after reciting Yasin, they will make some du'as. The second recitation is done with the intention to avert affliction, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent us from getting harmed. Right, and last but not least, the third recitation is the intention to be self-sufficient with the dependence only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for those who you know, really want to try reciting Surah Yasin once or twice or thrice in the night of Nisfu Shaban, which is a night that we should enliven with good deeds, right? And definitely head over to one of the masjids or mosques in Singapore that would organize an event like this. At the same time also, do make a lot of du'as. Nights like these are when du'as are readily accepted. There are 5 nights where du'as are very readily accepted in our Islamic calendar, and Nisfu Shaban is one of them. And other than that, you know, for any ibadah that you guys have consistently been doing, you guys can do that and a little bit more of that on the night of Shaban. Essentially, you know, one of the virtues of doing more ibadah, especially in these blessed months, is that if you were to read the Quran, right, and the Quran, normally you have been sleeping, right, and you're reading the Quran, right, on the day of judgment, when these deeds are counted, the Quran will come and say, oh my Lord, forgive this servant, for I was the one that was keeping him from sleeping at night when he was tired, but he was reciting the words in my book. And if you're fasting, then they will come and say, oh, forgive him, my Lord, for when he was thirsty and when he was hungry, you know, I was the one that was keeping him from food and water. Right, so you want to be in that state when it comes to Shaban, when it comes to occasions like this, and definitely on the night of Shaban itself. I think, you know, hopefully, inshallah, this motivates us, or whoever who has not started preparing for the month of Ramadan, to look at it from where the race starts now. Right, right now, right here, if the race hasn't started for you, then it starts now. Right, and everyone has an equal opportunity. Doesn't matter whether you start in Rajab or Shaban, you are not deprived of Allah's mercy. Right, so start now, and inshallah, if you want to know how we can enliven the likes of Ramadan with Quranic recitations, with Tarawih, and then the days of Ramadan, we fasting, head down to our next few episodes where we'll talk about Tarawih. Anything you want to add?
I just wanted to end off with a hadith that I really liked about Shaban, that on the 15th of Shaban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to pray in the night, observe the night prayers, and fast during the day. Why? Because he descends to the nearest heavens from our group to ask, is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anyone seeking provisions so that I may provide him? Is there anyone facing trials so that I may protect him? And he goes on and on and on. Is there anyone that needs this and that until the sun rises at Subuh? I think that's beautiful because on the point of nobody is away from Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy is there for everyone, no matter where you are, what you're doing right now, where you are in your spiritual journey. This is, if you're listening to this, this is your call to tell you Allah is waiting to grant you your du'as and your mercies. All you have to do is ask.
Alright, so for those who are interested to listen to our next episode where we talk about Tarawih in the month of Ramadan, we'll catch you guys in the next episode, inshallah.
Alright, you've now come to the end of the first podcast of the week. If you like interesting discussions like this, join us for the second and the third podcast of the week. If you like what you're hearing, do head down to our Instagram @ConvertCentral to let us know. See you there!